Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Boris Johnson will appear before the COVID-19 inquiry today. Policing Minister Chris Philp has defended the former Prime Minister's record during the pandemic, saying it was uncharted territory. Conservative MPs are waiting for the promised Rwanda legislation set to accompany the newly signed treaty with Kigali. The new treaty means there'll be a new appeals process in Rwanda's High Court, presided over by British and Commonwealth judges. NHS bosses have raised extreme concerns over forthcoming strikes by junior doctors. They say the walkouts come at the most challenging period of the year for the health service. And a new report by the National Audit Office is warning ministers need to step up preparations for extreme weather to limit the impact on people, businesses and communities. Sian Jones led the report.
Whilst we found that government does have dedicated response arrangements in place, it has yet to set out in detail how resilient it would like the UK to be.
From Radio News Hub, I'm Andy Hoyle.
Breaking news. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is being called off.
Whoa there, John.
Let me finish. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is being called officially the best day of the year. And it's back on Thursday the 7th of December. All you have to do is to sign up, put the date in your diary, then join millions of people as they pull on their best Christmas jumpers and donate £2 to Save the Children. Sign up your school, workplace or family and friend group today at ChristmasJumperDay.org.
Coming up, The Business Mix Show.
Getting your flu and COVID jabs is one of the best ways to stay protected this winter. The jabs are free, don't contain any pork products, and will protect you and your family from getting really unwell from flu and COVID as we approach Christmas. There's still time to book both your jabs now. Hurry before it's too late. Visit your local walk-in service, check out the NHS website, or call 119 for free to speak to a translator.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Happy New Year. Let's hope it's
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all. Welcome to another edition of The Business Mix. And I am, as always, Chrissy.
And I am Rachel, here in the studio for another exciting, thrilling, exhilarating, what's another adjective? Amazing show of The Business Mix, where we bring you the best in all things black business across the UK and sometimes a little bit further afield.
Yes, there you go. But this month, it's come to that time of the month. We haven't had the moon. Have we? When did we last?
No, October. No, September.
Okay.
Month before last.
Well, they're here again. It's after hours. We're here with the boys. We're going to speak about all things after hours. What do you do after work? Things that you do after your 9 to 5. Did you have to think? After your 9 to 5. And we're going to be chatting to the wonderful, charming, fantastic, dynamic duo
that is the Ace of Jacks.
Ta-da!
Yeah, they're going to be delving into the world of black-owned events and find out what exciting escapades they have been on for the past month
or so. Yes,
yeah.
We always like having them in the studio. It brings us so much joy.
that doesn't sound authentic at all.
It was a bit flat. You need to set. Wow. You need to, your tone
after all that big hype.
Tone needs to be a bit higher. Yeah.
Listen, if you knew the shenanigans that were happening before we went on air, you would understand. But we won't go into that because I'm not like that. No. But it's been a busy couple of months, hasn't it, Rach?
Yeah.
We've been out and about. I know the boys are going to tell us what they've been doing, but we've been out and about. There's some big ups. We went to the UK
Caribbean Food Awards,
which is amazing. And we presented an award, didn't we?
We were trusted enough to present an award. So
yeah, we made it, haven't we?
Absolutely.
We made
it. That's it. We can retire now.
And Rusty Lee was there.
Oh,
that was the best of them. Yeah.
Rusty. She was great. She was absolutely great.
She did a little song. And I've realised that at my big age, I am still
starstruck.
Yeah. Okay, even no, but work. Not so Rusty Lee was there, but there was this food influencer who I follow. Can you imagine I'm saying this? And I absolutely love her. I don't know, she's got a big character and
ask,
she goes
ask her what her name is.
Say their name.
This, because you said this, you food influencer.
Oh, sorry, Bernice. Her name is Bernice.
Oh, you know her name?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I thought you didn't know her name.
Yes, and I follow her, and I just had to go and get a picture with her. But
did you tell her that you follow her?
Yeah, of course I did. She was like, oh, and she was like, when you went on stage, yeah, I was like, big up, little girl. No, not little girl, little tings or something like that.
Oh,
I was like,
tings.
All right. But thank you anyway. But anyway, where else we did?
I don't know. It's been a long time ago.
No, we went to the launch of the Power Pitch,
which was actually exclusive, and there was hand-picked media representatives there from the black business
space. Yes, we were. It was bespoke.
You weren't allowed to have your phones
out.
Oh, so
you remember it now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Is it? Thank you. Right. Thank you.
We were at black-owned restaurant, The Piano. Have you heard of Piano?
No. Very nice venue.
Yeah. Give them invitations.
Stick with us, boys. We'll take you there. Yeah,
right bang in city. It was really nice.
Post it in the group.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed. We couldn't even say anything. We couldn't invite. Yeah, okay. Basically. But it was a good one. That was nice. It was a nice intimate vibe.
Yes, it was. See, so even though it's getting cold outside, we're still out and about.
We're outside.
Well,
I mean, not outside for long because it's cold.
But we're out and about. So, boys, how are you? How are you doing? And
if for any reason our listeners out there haven't heard of you, who you are, what you do, please, as always, introduce yourselves.
You're up, man.
I'm up. This is okay, your, this is my voice. Bit of intro. Okay, so thank you very much, ladies, for inviting us in the studio. This is our third.
Yeah.
I love it. So we're familiar. We know where plate things are. You know what I mean? Thank you for the hospitality and the drinks and everything that you
or
the donuts.
No, listen. I didn't expect it from you, really.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
But who are we? We are Ace of Jack's Entertainment and Media. We are, it's in the name, Entertainment and Media, but there's other side pull-offs, if you want to call it that. So primarily we use our platform to promote and support black businesses alongside ourselves. Obviously there's a selfish element to that as well, but that's, we provide music equipment and DJing, that sorts of stuff. But we also have a platform where we help small businesses to get exposure, and that comes in the form of hosting sometimes, and it comes in a bit form of, I don't know, small business advice. And then we've got our online fashion as well. So we use all our different, where we're tied into to support and galvanise businesses. So that's what we're about.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay. So this is your time, boys. This is your show. This is, you guys are the after hours, the after hours crew.
We try.
You are. So what's been happening? What's been going on? So you finished work.
Then
you start work.
Yeah, you always start. Let me get the instructions right. Yeah, we start work. So first up, we had, if we go back in chronological order, we had the Curly Treats Festival. Took place down in Hammersmith.
Right.
I've got to throw my voice more. Took place down in Hammersmith with the lovely Vinna Best. Amazing event. It was in two locations. So they had it inside the hotel, and they had it outdoors inside 245 Hammersmith. So food vendors, they had outdoor well-being, they had indoor, they had sessions and seminars, and then in the hall where, you know, we were causing not problems, but, you know, causing a little bit of vibe in there.
That's unnecessary.
We were in there, and they had numerous vendors, black businesses selling hair products to clothing to shoes. There was a lady in there with shoes. You had all sorts of board games, hair products, natural hair products. Okay. It was amazing. Yeah,
did you get to speak to men? Because, you know, you like you said, you're...
That's unnecessary. So what? What?
I hadn't finished. Do you realise?
Ask the question.
Let me land.
Lando.
So, I know you guys are very sociable, and you like to go and speak to people. You like to find out. You're very personable. Yeah, and in doing so, you galvanise a lot of information about businesses in which... As your partner here has said, you then use that to support their and widen their and amplify their voice. So my question was, did you speak to any vendors?
Yeah, of course.
Which one?
Loads of them. So what's her name? The one with the blue. She's got that hair, the hair and beard oil. I can't even remember. It's not called Iconic, but it's blue and it's gold.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah.
So she was.
Yeah. I can't remember.
So there's a lot of names.
I can't remember.
Okay, so we got we got a lady called That Good Hair. She was there last year. She does natural hair products that she makes herself. Markets own branding. They're always there. They're always up for the vibe. They join in with the dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little bit of a show. We had Brewler Candles.
Yep.
The lady, she does these lovely scented candles, but her lead up was different. She said, like, if you want a certain type of man to come in your yard, you need to get.
Yeah, she was.
So were you interviewing them?
Yeah.
Okay, so during the event, it's a live event.
So effectively, we take points throughout the event to interview the vendors.
Yes.
But when we're interviewing them, because it's coming through the sound system, you can hear it everywhere.
So it gives
everybody an opportunity to say, oh, that's there.
Yeah.
And whatever. And, you know, some people, it's a bit daunting on some people when you push a microphone in someone's face and they've gone to sell. But then, you know, we have that motto of, you know, the best person to sell your business is you. So we kind of make, you know, after a while when they start, you have to pull the mic away from them to a certain extent, you know, because the comfortability is there and it gets comfortable. So, yes, it's nice to go around and speak to businesses about, you know, what they've done, even like understanding the prep of what they do to get there.
When you're doing and having a store.
You have to have a certain sort of admiration for those people that do that, because you know it is hard. It is hard.
Not easy.
So, did you have a pick of the day? You know, when you're going to speak to these vendors, did you have one that really stood out to you?
To be honest, they all stood out in their own ways. I mean, I'd like to. Can I shout a few people though?
Go on then.
I want to shout our sister Paula Perry. Yeah, she was there doing part of the book culture.
Yeah,
they had like almost like a library and like people doing books and doing seminars about the books. She was there. Shout out Vanessa. She was running the book culture kind of session. Who else did we have there? Rap rings, jewelry making, yes. Jewelry making service. So really good jewelry, and we like keep questioning about our prices and stuff. She's like, "It's this." I'm like, "Nah, you're lying." But
good prices?
Yeah, it was good prices. And the thing is, we don't do jewelry because you can't put like accessories on us because it's not necessary. No, let me stop. Anyway, stop laughing. But anyway, and then who else was there?
Many. I tell you what, the good thing about these events is where you haven't met certain school friends for a long time.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. And they turn up there, and then it becomes like a bit of a reunion. So it's kind of nice to also have to see people that buy products but also thinking about doing it as well.
Mm. Yes.
So they're going there for their first recce to see how it is. Mm. And then it's like and then there's the familiarity, or they're comfortable because obviously we're there, we know them and whatever.
Yeah.
So it's nice seeing that journey, the beginnings of something as well. Yeah. So it's not just the already established people.
Yeah.
It's the people that are also...
Do you see regular vendors at the event?
Like our sister Perkia, the girls from
Perkia. Yeah.
Do I need to explain what that's about?
Is that the tape?
Yes, it is the tape.
Oh, I think I bought that from... Culture Black Market, the last one.
Perkia,
I like
tape,
that.
Which is, you know, the right skin colour for tape you up and, you know, help with those situations. You know,
I'll tell you what was funny about that Perkia situation was they established their relationship with the person who was running the event and forgot that we was the one that actually did the actual negotiations for them to meet in the first place. And it was funny how they were talking the story and was like, don't you remember?
Hello.
We've done this. I said, I need to go to this message.
Have you heard of the Mandela effect?
No.
Yes, I do know what it is. I watched a film.
Explain.
Okay, I'm going to explain it in my in my way. So basically, it's when something happens, a point in time happens, a circumstance, situation plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember it in your way, in a way that is not exactly how it played out at all. Basically, call it the Mandela effect, because apparently a lot of people thought that Nelson Mandela died in
long time ago, 80 something.
Oh. Yeah. And they're like, I remember,
because they forgot about him.
Yeah. Well, I think because after a while, like, your memories kind of blur and merge into like one pot. So they're thinking it might have been a funeral. Actually, it could have been when he was released. And you're like, no, it was a funeral. I do that all the time.
I'd like to say that we're with the Prime Universe, the, you know, Marvel 616, you get me? Because that's what happened in filming. So I don't want to hear about the other stuff about how you remember it. That's how it happened.
That's what actually happened.
Yeah.
Well, for those that don't know, I'm going to give a quick rundown on Curly Cheeks, because it's Vina, isn't it? Vina Best. Amazing, lovely, lovely kind of social entrepreneur who been running for, I want to say,
this year will be the 10th year anniversary.
And is it the first time they were in Hammersmith?
No, they were there three times.
So, takes place during Black History Month, a day of culture, celebration, creativity, community, with lots of basically different events. So they said about hair, there was bookstore, they had culture of black business, like marketplaces, wellness, they did like maternal health as well.
Oh, okay.
Because we know that black women are 5 times more likely to die in childbirth.
Yep.
So kind of trying to redress that imbalance as well.
It was yoga as well.
Yes, it was a whole well-being meditation.
It's like a whole day, literally a whole day.
It was a festival. There.
And was it, what about children?
They had outdoor vendors, is there food there this time?
Mm.
The Afro Eats Village.
Yeah.
Afro Eats.
Yes. Afro Eats.
Okay, not the other eats.
No, the other one. Afro Eats.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's room for everybody. That's what I say anyway. Exactly. So if you have not been to Curly Treats before, and even if you have been to Curly Treats,
I haven't.
Next year is the year. Like, you need to make sure you're there. It was over two days, was it? Saturday and the Sunday?
Kind of, yeah.
It was like a sort of pre-event first day, but the actual event was on the Friday, and then the actual event was on the Saturday.
Okay.
I wonder, is it expensive to, do you know, if you know, the prices?
No,
like,
well,
if you want to be a vendor?
I could not discuss.
We can't speak to that.
We should have her on the show. We should get her on
again.
The show.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Shame.
We'll come and get Crash when she comes.
Yeah, we do that.
So let me ask then. No, I won't ask a scale of 1 to 10s. I'll ask for, on a scale of your favourite foods, how would you describe this year's Curly Treats? What's your
What is the lowest?
Well, we're doing like swordfish
bangers and mash.
Okay, lowest.
I like a good bangers and mash. Actually,
should it be a kebab? Like a dodgy kebab.
Beans on toast.
You've got beans on toast.
And then you've got, oh, what's a lovely, I mean, my, I just like
Hakisans. Okay, I'm just saying, scale of 1 to 10.
Upscale market.
I just like a nice Sunday dinner.
Yes, to me,
what you're saying.
Or Sunday dinner.
McDonald's in the middle.
You want to go Hakisans, so we're doing free scale, yeah?
Well, I mean, I don't even, I've never been to Hakisan, so I don't know what that is.
Sexy fish.
I don't eat fish.
There are a number of fine dining places.
There's going to be a level biased in what we're saying.
That's fine. Right, as long as you admit it,
And the reason for that is because when you see what someone does behind the scenes...
Mm. That's true.
Right, yeah. And then we're behind the scenes to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So we're not getting to... We're enjoying it, but we're working while enjoying it.
Yeah.
But as a person who comes in, they obviously get a different type of experience depending on what you want. Because you can go, some people will come in there for the workshops, some people will come in for the shop, just the shop.
Yep.
Some people come in for both, some people come in for the food and whatever.
Yeah.
So I think she's done very, very well this year. It's scaled up. It's hard to scale up as well. And then also the last thing I think was very difficult, and it's probably one of my things that I need to want to say, that is negative towards not her event but what we're doing in terms of events, is putting, there seems to be a lot of the same type of events put on the same day.
Okay,
and it
true.
Should be coordinated so that people can go and go to all of them so everybody can eat. Mm. And that's where I think is the letdown, not in that event, but the way
just
the
general
coordination. When
this was the same day as UK Black Business
that's,
Show,
yeah,
right?
So yeah. Yes. It doesn't make any sense why that's all on the same day.
And that's
day.
Huge. And there's
There's only a certain number of days in the month, and always Black History Month. You know
it's
that there's
packed.
Always like back think, to back
yeah.
to back.
I think what we're alluding to is that there probably needs to be, it's kind of like having a commission. Like these guys, regardless, the events all exist.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time they're not competing with each other.
True.
So they should have a discussion amongst themselves to say, I'll do it this day. And obviously they've got to think about how, you know, availability and facilitation and stuff
well.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe beyond kind of like, I'm doing my event, there's a discussion amongst these people because they're all trying to...
So
maybe
you guys are... Why can't we pioneer?
The black calendar
kind of...
Events,
I can see the comps are turning right now.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I think...
Yeah, but you guys, could, with your exclusive stuff, you need to be feeding into the calendar
of
as well. Because we're not getting invitations.
I think those things only... Those things are not... Like, everybody's got these sort of... different sorts of things of doing what you're saying. Mm. It's been done. It's not like it hasn't been done.
Yeah.
It's just basically what is seen as the credible source.
Yeah.
And where most people will go, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not saying we don't want to do it. And the things that we have put in place, like we've put, you know, before even lockdown, we was thinking about doing a directory of black businesses, which we started. We actually built the website and mothballed it, because then the Black Pound Day came in. And they did the same thing.
And there are quite a few.
I mean,
there
were
loads of them.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
But we was going to do it with a different type of edge to it. Mm-hmm. So it still can be done, you know what I mean? But in terms of all these promoters that are doing it, it's like footfall. These things, events are based on footfall.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got something that's quite prominent and they're all prominent events, all of them, like all within the right, like, you know, we're talking about Vinna being nearly 10 years
yeah.
in and well established, those discussions, they all should know, if they don't, they should know each other. And that's a discussion at their level, really. But we would have obviously happily facilitate it. But this is what we're saying, the conversations.
I mean, it would be a good, like a, you know...
But we're not established with all the events either.
Type platform that is kind of... The events are kind of... You can see the main, the large events all there together. It even works with, like, if you think about from a venue's perspective. Imagine if, like, all of these events are working together.
Listen, stop with giving out the intellectual property Just stop that.
But what I would
say... But what I would say is that... best way for that to also work is that everyone has to front it and they have to all agree to it, because it's kind of a bit like, remember the CD that we did?
Yeah.
And we had 15 people all pushing the same thing.
Yeah.
But effectively pushing each other's songs.
Yeah.
So there's a way to do
there's ways
it.
There's ways to do it.
I think it's...
But we've got to stop giving out the intellectual property.
Well,
all right.
I think it could work.
Just know
anyway.
We're looking in your direction. So, okay. Next year, we want to see it ready, off and popping. So that was the Curly Treats Festival.
Yes, that's right.
You also, the very next day, went and was shaking a leg with Miss Dawn Butler.
Correct. Yeah, that was correct. Shaking a leg, it was all sorts of things. This man was...
Oh, okay. We don't
want to... I would like to add that I got my steps in twice. Twice for 2 days that day. Twice.
What do you want to know?
How was it?
The history behind it. Okay, so Dawn Butler's an MP for the Labour Party, and they do the Labour Party conference over a week period.
Okay.
And they pick a city that they do it in. So they try to... normally they alternate it from, I think, Brighton, and then they alternate it to Liverpool. But this year it happened to be Liverpool, and last year was Liverpool previously. So I don't know if it's... I think it's going to be Liverpool again. I'm not sure.
I think so.
Next one. So we did the very first one when it was the petrol crisis.
Yeah, Brighton.
In Brighton. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so effectively, it's like she's been given a budget to have a party so that before they get into that proper conference, they have a little drink with all the MPs. It's supposed to be that.
Of course.
But and without me trying to say too much, because she's an MP.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So she claimed it as a Jamaica party.
Okay.
So she did things like little rum punch or whatever in quite a big club in Brighton, and she hired us to do the event, but it ended up being a bit of a ton up, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Right. 'Cause you don't
with need, MPs
with
all
MPs,
MPs
with MPs. And I think they all, and not just MPs, but members of the Labour Party.
Okay.
So people go to the conference.
Yeah.
So it's not just the MPs. And that transformed into something completely different. Completely different. And it was just life, you know. It was great. So we did the consecutive years. So we did the first year after that. To be fair, it came off of me DJing at the House of Parliament. That's where it came from.
Right, okay.
So we did a Black History thing when Jeremy Corbyn was in, and we played, and we did a Black History.
I played in the House of Parliament.
Just want to know, what do you think was the most, not necessarily controversial, but the most, like the one that juxtaposed most with the House of Parliament?
The thing that most
that
people talk about in that party is probably when I played Buju, Driver. Someone
fair
said,
enough.
Like a comedian said, do you realise that you probably placed the first Buju Banton in the Houses of Parliament?
You know what? That should go down in the Guinness Book of Records. Like, I'm being serious, claim it. Go to the Guinness Book of Records and be like, I am the first DJ to play Buju Banton in the Houses of Parliament in London.
So off the back of that, Dawn was there.
Yeah.
Didn't realise it was organised through Dawn, Jeremy Corbyn, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then we got hired for the next event. Did that next event. Next following year, we did Liverpool again. It was a bit bigger, massive venue. Yeah. And that again, it's growing. Mm. So she took the risk and hired a venue that was probably double that size.
Camp and Furness. Yeah. Big place.
Big venue. 2,000 people venue. And it was wonderful. It was right space and whatever. And it just amazing. It was packed. Super packed vibes, energy. So yeah, it's grown exponentially from just really it being something, a lead up to the conference, but it's kind
now
of
it's
like
an event on their calendar, on the become a
thing of why
calendar.
People want to go to the conference to go
right,
to that.
Right.
So it's morphed into those sorts of things, but there's also the energy, the vibe. Obviously, the Mayor of London was on stage. We've seen him a couple of times now as well, and just seeing people just relax and do you know what I mean, enjoying what it is and whatever, different cultures. You know what I mean? Just it's that kind of vibe, energy wise. So. One of our favorites. I would say one of the favorite events that I've done, and it's grown. Next year, it's.
Are you already talking about next year already?
Yeah, I think it's planned. Yeah.
And I love how she has claimed you guys as her DJ,
as her personal DJ.
Yeah, she's claimed you as your personal DJs. And how do you find that? Do you enjoy working with her and putting this event
Can
on?
You go on.
Dawn is an amazing woman, and like we love working with her. She is so down to earth, and like she obviously you know, her politics is still what we think, but at the same time she's a good human being, and just she can turn up.
Yeah, I've seen pictures on Instagram. She doesn't
stamina.
Mind her.
She's got stamina. She was up all night. Like we were up all night, but
she was there as well.
I mean, my legs weren't working after, but that's fine.
Yeah, so she's like on the microphone emceeing it. It's very different. And she got, I let her play a couple of tunes as well. So Dawn is an amazing person. You know, amazing person. Obviously, before that, we went to the book launch, which we spoke about before.
We've built
a personal connection.
Yeah.
But music is personal sometimes. You know, if you touch people with music, sometimes it brings out different memories and that sorts of stuff. But also, it's the entertainment value of it as well. It's not just, oh, we're playing tunes and whatever. There's elements of funness with the crowd and that sort of stuff like that. So it's interesting. It's very, very interesting. Very different party from anything that I've seen before. But it's nice to see stuff. I think it was the first one we did.
Yes.
And it's like, so the third, this is the third one. Following it forward, you know what I mean? So it's good. I enjoyed it.
I just wanted to add two more points. There were two moments which really, really got to me, which was when we walked in. Mm-hmm. We've had more input this year. So obviously we DJ and host it. Mm. But this year we were asked to supply the graphics for the actual thing. And
the stage, okay.
We walked in and we just saw,
like, pow,
Dawn, and we saw our faces up, and it was...
And your work.
There was like a moment
it's a stunned moment.
It was stunned.
You know, like when you've done something, you do the bit of graphics in your house or whatever, and then you see it on every screen, and it's a big venue.
Was there a tear?
No, it's emotional though. It's emotional because then, you know, like, you know, when you do these events, for me, like once I start and it kicks in a little bit, but then it disappears.
Yeah.
But when you go, like, you're on stage, you're on the stage, and then it's like, that expectation now is there. And previously before that, I don't know if I mentioned it off air, our equipment got stolen the day before.
Yes.
So without going too deep into where it happened and whatever, we went there with effectively a backup laptop that only started working on the way there.
So
we did not know whether it was going to... And we couldn't counsel. She couldn't... And we actually had to call her and tell her. And it was, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it was like a little bit of feeling like we let her down a little bit, but then it was just trying to make sure. So it was emotional from that perspective because it nearly never happened.
But do you know what that does? I don't know about you guys. For me, when things like that happen for me, when something just like this was not supposed to happen, it was not supposed to go this way, but then it
does.
Then it just goes right. It always makes me not worry in the future, like, because, you know what, I always feel, well, I faced this and look what happened and we did it.
It makes you appreciative. I mean, I think there was definitely some sort of divine intervention.
Absolutely.
But it makes you appreciative of saying, like you said, like, this kind of like, I can't worry because what will happen will happen.
Exactly.
We just make the most of it. And I think that was a kind of, looking at how we were reacting to it, it's kind of like, wow.
I'm sure Dawn also saw two guys who just conquered everything and smashed it in the end. So she probably even wants you more now.
Do you know what was the... And also, just one other point. Dawn actually wore one of our shirts. That was...
With the...
With the ace. So effectively, like, this is the thing is about her. It's like, okay, the thing about her is that she doesn't have to endorse. And
anything.
She has to be careful.
Yeah.
And I can imagine trusting somebody in that line of work. you got to be careful.
Absolutely.
And obviously she's only known us from the perspective of music. We don't like call her every day and blah blah. She's, you know, but she knows what she wants musically. She's very specific, and she's very, but she's also trusting. She says, this is what's going to happen, blah blah blah, this is blah blah. You know what I mean? Like, don't water it down just because it's different. Like, play it raw,
as it, yeah,
as
be.
It is. Play it authentically, not raw. Yeah. Authentically. So it's nice having building that relationship and that rapport, and also not just her though. It's also the people that help put it on.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So not forgetting them. So we don't got James and all those other people that, you know, that we never would have crossed paths with, and you're meeting new people. So especially when I'm putting on that those events, and you're seeing the feedback of, can't wait, Dawn, can't wait. And then she actually sends those feedbacks to you. Like,
that's nice.
So it's then, but then when the laptop got stolen, it's like, uh oh.
It wasn't, can we just, it wasn't just the laptop.
No.
Can I just say, like, things, everything, it was gone, everything. Bam,
so basically,
finished, nothing.
It was everything. So 6K's worth of equipment got stolen the night before we was going in the car, from the car. And then we had to go home. Then we had to get the laptop. Then we had to try and install some music. Then we
get
laptop
cables.
Wasn't working. Then we had to buy cables.
Even my heart, so it's like, and even I'm feeling
even
it.
Even though
for
I
you.
Know, it's like, you know when you watch a film and you've watched it before, but it still
gets you.
That's how I feel when you're talking. Like,
because I would be in tears. I could.
No,
I could
she would. No,
I would be like. I'd be calling Rachel
over.
I think the thing is, was because the event previously was on a Saturday, and Dawn's event is on a Sunday, so things ain't open in the same way, so you can't even react in the same way. You can't get up early, it doesn't matter where you get up early.
9 o'clock,
so there was lots
go,
of
so,
like,
yeah.
YouTube watching. I actually unscrewed the laptop, so, put it together,
connection.
It was like the laptop deep. Was it was real deep, and then obviously it's got a last from what time was the event,
from 10 till 4
10 till 4 o'clock in the morning, that laptop. 3 o'clock in the morning, so you're that's the thing that you worry about as a DJ, your stuff going down, because no one cares if it's
what
your equipment. You know, back in the day you might get a bottle in your head for that, you know what I mean, but you know, but it's, you know what I mean, so your equipment goes, it's finished. So relying on the technology that you know is wrong and doesn't work, but it came
through.
And it's working perfectly now. It's working perfectly. So it's like,
but we move.
So you know, we've semi recovered. So it's taken probably up to this week to get back,
because
we've had other events that we've needed.
Luckily
we didn't have all the equipment, so those were more hosting things.
So
we've been able to sort of do certain things, and then the money that you got piped back, so the money that we're probably doing now is paying the equipment and that's how it goes.
It's money,
but
it's
that's
currency.
To be fair, it's actually made me think about things differently. You know, sometimes you can get complacent sometimes.
Know
what I mean, thinking that everything's always going to be
smooth.
There so it's like, now we've got like, I don't know, three backup drives now, you know. One, now a new laptop
in different locations.
But it's technology, isn't it? You never know technology. But it's made you forward plan? Is it future plan?
Future proof.
That's the one.
I think the worst thing was is that we took the backup drive to the event that it got stolen from. Because if your backup drive goes off, you want it at the event that you're at.
True,
you don't want to go back home. So we actually had the backup drive.
But
it's in
fine.
The same
it's
bag that,
you've got
yeah,
a backup so. Of the backup
yeah.
Of
the backup.
So all good. It's all good.
Backup to speed.
I just want to ask a quick question.
Yeah.
What's like the differences between, say, for example, so you're talking about Dawn's event, which is like capacity 2,000. I can imagine like the audio kind of sound equipment. Like, I don't know, the way that the event was not necessarily planned, but the facility,
the production,
compared to doing some more of the community based events. I'm assuming they've got pros and they've both got their pros and cons, but how does it feel like? So, for example, not necessarily Curly Treats, but one day you could, one event you're in, you know, a small bar in Backstreet in Hackney or something, and then you're going to the Houses of Parliament.
What I would say is that from a professional perspective, you treat them both the same. You're there to deliver something, so you're not going to give it play it down just because it's a smaller audience or a different type of setup. you have to be professional at both. And at different events.
Yeah.
I mean, Dawn Butler, obviously, you've got a big club, you've got someone doing lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Curly Treats, you've got 4,000 people passing through the event. So it's very all different. And then another event might have 150 people. But you kind of approach it with the same professionalism. That's what I would say.
Yeah, the thing is, again, it depends on how serious you take it. I think in this, the way people look at music, like, I always think, when I see someone on a train and their face is push up, I feel like the weekend they didn't get the tunes that they wanted to hear. I look at that
they
and think about that.
It
shows the importance of, like, having a good time when you get a chance to have a good time. Not every time, like, I'm saying, of our ages, we're not out all the time. You ladies are, maybe, but when you get out, go out, you want to enjoy it. We want to remember it. It's got to be something like the music, because, I mean, you know, everybody's a DJ now, because you can you can get things on Spotify and other channels, and you can select what you want. But when you go out, how did you feel when you left? And that, I think that's a responsibility for us as hosts when we do certain things, but it's also a responsibility for us, me, or when we're playing the music. So I look at that as, actually, I want people to be pleased, but you can't please everybody.
No.
Right? So sometimes it might be the event that's only got 3 people in it that you get the biggest booking from. So you have to be careful with thinking, oh, this is a big booking, and so I'm just going to play what generally crowd pleasing tunes and that sort of stuff. So it's just, it depends on how serious you take it. But I think for me, again, I treat it as the same thing. It's the same. I get the same stage fright initially, even if I'm doing a small party. It's the same feeling.
It's just the nerves, isn't
and it's
it?
It's the nerves in actually pleasing the crowd. It's not like my ability or anything. But it only lasts about 5 seconds though. But it's there.
I think,
and it makes you feel like, because I don't practice, I don't know what, I've got no playlist. I go when I put the additional pressure on myself, where some people have got a list of, I'm going to play this and that and that and that and that, but you don't know who's in there, so you have to cater it for that. So that's the question. I think to answer that question, it's everything that we do is exciting, and we're at a point where we can be a bit selective in what we're doing as well. But, you know,
that's a good thing
as well. But then also, you know, we're doing house parties and stuff like that. So, but the hosting, I prefer the hosting rather than the DJing. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just count this point? I like his DJing, but I also like the hosting. But if he ain't DJing, I do. Obviously, we like the hosting. But you get me. It's like if I go to a certain place and he's not DJing, I'm like, what's going on?
Don't want
to
be.
We got to move. Anyway, I know time is running against us.
So, have you got another event? Is that it? I'm sure you've got something else up your sleeve.
We got one more event, which took place on behalf of C-Vent.
Okay.
C-Vent Europe Connect, in fact, took place a couple of weeks ago in a club called Rain down in Piccadilly. We were hosting the event for their sort of like annual corporate do with their colleagues and their clients.
Okay.
We had the features of Harvey and Romeo on board from So Solid, and that was... Yeah, that was a moment. That was a moment. But firstly, them guys are performers.
Are you a fan?
Big time. I never actually saw them live before.
Never.
Oh, okay.
They got energy.
Yes.
Still.
Yeah.
Still.
Of course.
So yeah, big shout goes up to them. Super impressed.
And their DJ Dan the Man. Very amazing DJ.
So you guys were hosting.
Yeah, so effectively, they had a feature set, and we were hosting the party and the remainder of the party. So they came in, done their bit, and then they left, and then we done the rest.
Okay.
And it was a good event. Yeah. You enjoyed it.
Yeah, because...
I haven't been down Piccadilly for ages.
I think probably what it is that people in that... You know when you... If you're raving with your work colleagues.
Yes.
And then you could see that certain people, they looked at and think, I didn't know you... You could see, like... Some of them look like they would never behave like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like in there. So it's like they let their hair down. Even like, and I think, did Romeo make it? No, it was Harvey that made that comment saying, I bet you didn't know that this person was like
got
that.
Down
he
like
even
that.
Even said that. And it was like that. And it's nice to let yourself down, that club, let your hair down. And enjoy yourself as well. But, you know, these things are sometimes with corporate events, you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
So you start playing
really
a bit cagey,
stuffy.
A bit. bit like mainstream, and then you think, hang on, this one's
it's Christmas parties coming up
Christmas
soon.
Party season soon.
Yeah. So DJs are like that, like play for the crowd and play who's for dance, who's out dancing and chatting for everybody.
Watch Jenny from Account start jumping on the table.
But I think, you know what, that, probably out of the two events, even the Dawn Butler one and this one, you can look at people and make an assessment, think that they don't like certain stuff or like judge you on judge someone's them, appearance and then that's the mistake.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes you just got to do what you do and see what happens, you know. So that was interesting.
I just and with regards to the recent event with Harvey and Romeo, I want to shout Felicia Asidio from C-Vent. She is the marketing director there. She brought us in. We actually met her at BI360.
Wow.
Back in Investor 360, where we interviewed her.
Yep.
And the rest is history. We've done lots of work with her. But just wanted to say thanks to her, for she always allowed us to participate. And the C-Vent people know how to party. I think because of Harvey and Romeo, the sense of nostalgia, you knew who lost their mind, and it's like, I'll see you.
You know all the words.
So we knew the ravers in there.
Okay.
Yeah. But even their vice president was up there doing the match.
Oh, wow.
But I think out of all of this, actually, it shows what you like, the networking. We talk about the networking and stuff like that.
It's so important.
But the network is who you speak to.
Yeah.
And if you don't speak to that, off of that, we've had fifth event that we've done for her. But that came from a conversation. She actually didn't want to speak to us originally. She went to hire Reese.
Yeah. But then when we interviewed her, it was after that that she said, okay. So you can check out the interview of her, because she was lost for words. Normally she said, I'm not normally shy, but yeah, I said, that's right.
You guys were causing mischief, that's
of
why.
Course.
That's our problem. That's,
but I hear what you're saying, and it sounds like a lot of the gigs that you're getting, not because... people might have seen you play somewhere and said, oh yeah, I want these guys, but actually no, it's the relationships that you've built from those events and from those gigs that is actually bringing you further, further work and further events. And I think it's important, sometimes we're just like, yeah, the product or the service is amazing, it might be great, but people do business with people. Do you know what I mean? So
what I want to add to that, just to echo your point, Rachel, is that I think, like you said, relationships and people only want stuff from you if they like you or they get on with you. And I think that is actually half of the work. So, for example, when we're, you know, selling some merchandise, it's because of the experience that they have with you, then it's like, right, okay, now I want to progress. So I would 100% agree with you.
You guys do leave a lasting impression.
So that's why that sounds. Why is it going?
I was going to say good or bad, but you leave a lasting.
Here we go.
Listen,
you leave a lasting impression.
The numbers don't lie. The numbers do not lie.
No, we love you. We love you.
God, that's time eventful.
Yeah, they really have. Time is flying by, and so as we always do at the end of the month with you guys, we want to know what track rounds up your whole couple of months out and about venturing out.
You want to do it on me?
You do it.
You know, so, okay, so sometimes this is okay. So the next tune, I'm not going to tell you the title yet, you're going to do the title,
right? Okay.
So the reason why we picked this particular song was because of the month that we had. So apart from stuff being stolen, there's lots of traumatic stuff that's happened before that's kind of led to us maybe not even being able to even function properly, which we will discuss another day when we write the book or something like that.
The memoirs.
So, you know, there's always obstacles in the way sometimes to prevent you from doing certain things in life and whatever. So this song, we've picked this song specifically because of the last event that we got, we went to, and these artists, we're going to play them. But sometimes it's about people don't know what you do.
I heard the link.
So you want an introduction now?
Yes.
So the track for this month is definitely They Don't Know by So Solid Crew.
Whoop whoop whoop.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to go to violence. Hey yo, no, making the dough, sipping dough, busting the show, and never go, see my flow, dirty dough, you never know, like whoa, there I go. Hey yo, you never know, what's in the main, oh no, now you know, so set it so on the road, dirty dough, like there I go. When you really wanna imitate me, yo, when you really wanna imitate me, when you really wanna imitate me, why is it that you just wanna be me? When you really wanna imitate me, yo, when you really wanna imitate me, when you really wanna imitate me,
Why you really wanna imitate me? Why is it that you just wanna be me? Ladies, wanna get down in my physical, wanna get down in my lyrical, never go high. Never go biblical, bad vibe inside. Yo, get up in that what's alright. Ladies, wanna get down in my physical, wanna get down. Lyrical, never go high. Never go biblical, bad vibe inside. Get up in that what's alright.
Wanna be what I wanna be, when I wanna be. Do what I wanna do, when I wanna do.
Why?
So for the crew, made me realize it's an ongoing fight just to stay on the mic.
They don't know about my crew. They don't know what I do. They don't know about my flow. They don't know where I go. They don't know about my click. And they don't know about my shit. They wanna know about my dough. But I don't spend it, I let it grow. They don't know about my crew. They don't know what I do. They don't know about my flow. They don't know where I go. They don't know about my click. And they don't know about my shit. But they wanna know about my dough. But I don't spend it, I let it grow. Play the part, take time with my art. I'm in the horror in the basement, in the dark. I'll go put more on the leash and I'm gonna spar this. Look at my style, this and this. People saying so silly, never meant this. I'm mad, and this is my way to fit this. How many people do you know could invent this? How many people do you know when they rent this flow? Burning up, I'm gonna blow. Ah, give me the gas, give me the dough, yo. I play the bad guy, I'm the hero. As long as figures on my segments grow. I'm making money off the tunes in the draw. I'm living chicken heads shook like crows. Actually, I'm the star of the show. You never hear my vocals on roll. Yo, stop at the show and I'm gonna blow. Hey yo, never go back, bad flow. Hey yo, stop at the show and I'm gonna blow. Hey yo, never go back, bad flow. So yo, stop at the show and I'm gonna blow. Hey yo, never go back, bad flow. Yo,
oh, that took me back to, I'm gonna say 2000 and something.
I'm sure it took me back to era. I think that was the Eros era.
I don't know.
Are you laughing about Eros?
Even SW1, you know.
Yeah. No. No. That's a bit late for SW1 for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, yeah, we got to the Pioneers, So Solid Crew.
Yes.
Romeo, Harvey, Asher D, Lisa.